Let us pray. Almighty God, your love unites us as the body of Christ around the world. We set our hearts not on our own beliefs, but on your love. As the cries of injustice echo around us, help us to hear your call to take courage in your spirit. As you gather us at your table, feed us with your grace, that we may serve you with love and faith. In the name of Christ, amen.
Our gospel reading this morning is from Luke's gospel in the 17th chapter. The apostles came up and said to the master, "Give us more faith." But the master said, "You don't need more faith. There's no more or less in faith. If you have a bare kernel of faith, say the size of a poppy seed, you could say to this sycamore tree, 'Go jump in the lake,' and it would do it. Suppose one of you has a servant who comes in from plowing the field or tending the sheep. Would you take his coat, set the table, and say, 'Sit down and eat?' Wouldn't you be more likely to say, 'Prepare dinner, change your clothes, and wait table for me until I've finished my coffee,' than go to the kitchen and have your supper? Does the servant get special thanks for doing what's expected of him? When you've done everything expected of you, be matter of fact and say, 'The work is done. What we were told to do, we did.'" The gospel of the beloved, Jesus Christ. Thanks be to God. Faith is gift to us. Trusting in God's presence and goodness. Believing in something far greater than what I know. Faith that we are loved and held by God deeply, freely, unreservedly. Jesus tells us that we have the faith that we need. To be the people God created us to be, calls us to be, needs us to be in this life, in this world. But this morning's lesson begins not so much with that affirmation as with a request, a demand, really, by the disciples to Jesus. They say to Jesus, "Give us more faith." You know, often in the Gospels, the collective and individual voices of the disciples reflect our own questions and struggles and doubts. And here, the disciples give voice to a plea which may be our own at times. Give us more faith. We need more faith. But the disciples' demand, and ours, raises the question for me, how do you measure that? How do you quantify the gift of faith? How do we know how much is enough? In my own experience, I've heard and seen many moments when folks think that if they just pray a little bit more, or if they just believe a little bit harder, and I don't even know what that would look like, then something magical will happen. It seems that sometimes we feel we don't have faith or don't have enough faith, that how we are somehow is not enough. It doesn't measure up. Well, of course, I don't want to discount the possibility of miracles, but the gift of faith is not magic. We know that, don't we? It's not magic. Faith is not "don't worry, be happy," or "God will make everything turn out just the way we want it to be." Faith is not like a vending machine that you offer up sufficient payment in order for God to give us just what we choose. And there are other voices in the Christian family, I need to say, that will tell you that all you need to do is send a little money to a certain ministry, and what you pray for will turn out exactly what as you've asked. Jesus tells us, when it comes down to it, our experience is about our walk with God. Our faith is our walk with God and God's walk with us every day. To have faith, as one Christian author has said, to have faith means having our whole way of perceiving and responding to life transformed through a lens of God's power and creative justice. Our experience of faith may change with our seasons of life. It may be tested. It may mature and deepen. But when it comes down to it, says Jesus, the gift that we have been given is good. It's sufficient. However it is, Jesus tells the disciples even the tiniest element of faith in us. And it may be easier in our experience to visualize a poppy seed. The original English translations say mustard seed. Even the tiniest grain of faith is wholly sufficient to offer us spirit and understanding and strength to live amazing lives as disciples, as servants, as God's people in the world. In this Gospel of Luke, it's extremely interesting what Luke does over and over again. But we see that people who we might least expect to have faith, we see them become exemplars of that gift lived out among us. The woman who had anointed Jesus with the costly ointment, or the blind beggar who comes to Jesus, or the Samaritan leper, or the woman with the hemorrhages seeking to be healed. In all of these and others, Jesus says their faith has saved them. Even though they were considered by everybody else to be outcasts, sinners, they were certainly not of the religious crowd of the day. They were not expected to be an example of faith in God. So faith is gift to us. It's in us. It's part of us, thanks be to God. And even what we might consider the smallest element of faith can help us to grow in peace and understanding and love and patience. Can help us to grow in seeing God's hand in our lives and at work in the world. It can move us to respond to God's call for justice and self-giving and service in the midst of a broken and hurting world. If you've been following the news, you know that a former police officer in Dallas just last week was convicted and sentenced for killing a man whose apartment she entered thinking it was hers. At her sentencing hearing, the younger brother of the man who had been killed spoke of his tremendous pain and loss in this tragic killing of his brother. But he also spoke of God. If you have not seen the video, I commend it to you. It's powerful. He spoke of God, and he spoke also of grace and forgiveness. And he said directly to the person who had killed his brother, he said, "I don't want anything bad for you. I want only the best for you. I forgive you." To have faith means having our way of perceiving and responding to life transformed by God's power and God's creative justice. What is your experience of faith? In faith, what does it look like in your life? Is it a matter of heart and perspective? You know, how you are able to see things that calls you sometimes beyond the present moment of our lives? Is it believing in something that you really can't understand when you want to be logical about it, but which helps you in your everyday? Is it spirit which moves you to move out and to reach out and to speak out? Again, Jesus affirms the gift in us even when we may think it is the tiniest thing. Jesus affirms that it is in us and it offers power to do great things. The gift of faith that we nurture in prayer and study and community, that is nurtured even in the greatest challenges that we can face in our lives. Our gathering at table today sort of acts out this faith story, this faith experience. I don't know about you, but I don't have it all figured out what happens here. There is no magic. But we gather in community. We are nourished and fed by God's Spirit. We are graced by Christ's presence and gifts. And we're blessed to move out into the world in God, for God. There is presence and faith that we particularly celebrate in these moments, which can touch us deeply and lift us to love and hope and believing. Siblings in Christ, may we be affirmed in the faith which is gift to all of us today and every day. May we give thanks to God for that. There is no faith shortage here. God has given us gifts to live our lives in strength and purpose and believing, in love and hope and peace. May we give thanks that we can be empowered to bring these same gifts for others, for the transformation of the world. Thanks be to God. Amen.